The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
You are getting in touch. I want to talk about a piece that I read in the paper today in the Irish Independent by David Coleman, and it was about children and the importance of allowing your children to get bored. According to David, being bored can encourage creativity in children. Well, joining me to discuss is Steve Cummins, who is a stay-at-home dad, and he is a comedian and the co-founder of ZoomParty.ie, and Louise Bayliss, spokesperson for Spark, representing single parents and acting for the rights of children. Louise and Steve, you're both very welcome to the show. It's good to talk to you. Steve, do you fall into this trap at all, firing the kids off to every summer camp going?
No, honestly, I think when they were a lot younger, money was an aspect where suddenly it was, because these camps aren't free. But also, I mean, I grew up in Moyross in Limerick, and I was only thinking about this when I spoke with Roisin Davis earlier. I was thinking, if you had a good stick, and I know this sounds like, I don't want to be that guy who's like, back in my day, we needed an out, right? But if you had a good stick, that stick could be like, it could be a toy gun, it could be a magic wand, it could be, I don't know, a sword. And, you know, it allowed creativity to kind of flow through with kids. Like, I know someone who built a treehouse for their family, and it's astonishing. I mean, honestly, I'd live in it. It's an incredible thing. Kids hardly ever play in it. Whereas I remember my kids, they talked about building a treehouse in, like, just there's a pile of trees near at the end of the estate. And when they took us down to show us, there's about 10 kids there, to show proudly this amazing structure they created. And it was like, there's a pile of paper there. Well, that's the fireplace. And, you know, they were just perfectly, you know, creatively just exploring all the fun without being, like, if we structure everything for kids, I mean, where's the time for them to become, you know, truly geniusly creative adults?
You're a stay-at-home dad. I mean, are you good to let them to their own devices then, like during the week? Forget summer.
Oh, yeah, very much so. I mean, now I...
See, like, I'm terrible at it. Like, I've always if my wife is listening, Steve, she'd say, Kieran, this is what you're terrible at. You're constantly trying to do something. Like, as in, this is what we will do, and then we will do this, and then we will do this. I love a plan, you see.
Well, see, I by the way, because obviously I've known you now for a number of years, that's totally you, your personality. You know what I mean? You want it. But you got to remember as well, like, when you're at home all the time with them, like, I can totally see why. You know, I mean, I know the hours you work, and, you know, and you've got to focus and do what have you. So when you're with your kids, you really want to be, you know, quality time. And I get that 100%. Whereas if you're at home, you know, all day, every day.
Yes.
With them, like, when the summer holiday starts, it's quite a relief at first. Because suddenly you're not getting up as early as your morning. You don't have to, you know, get them out to school in the uniform. You don't have to make the lunches. You get it all ready in the morning. But then a couple of weeks in, you realize, you know, I'm actually spending a hell of a lot of time entertaining these kids. By the end of the summer, I notice now in the last week before the kids go back to school, parents, you're nodding at each other in Tesco going, soon they'll be gone from us. You know what I mean? And then I've had 14, 15 years of the day the kids go back to school, going in to do the groceries in the local supermarket, and you're literally walking, high-fiving parents, walking around the shop, just going, they're gone, thank God. And when then, of course, we'll forget, and another 3 months, we'll be delighted to see them again. You know?
Louise Bayliss, I mentioned, is on the line as well from Spark, representing single parents. Louise, I guess in the summer, summer camps for certain parents, for some single parents, like, there's an element of childminding there. Like, they need to send the kids somewhere for a few hours a day.
There definitely is. With the schools closed, and a lot of lone parents will work part-time hours around the school if they're lucky enough to get those jobs. So then when schools are closed, there is that, well, what are we going to do now? And the scramble for the summer school places and the summer camps. But there's a problem with that because most of them start at 10 and finish at 2 or something. You know, they're not the same hours as school, so you end up booking them into a summer camp and then having to pay somebody to drop them there and pay somebody to collect them. So it's a really expensive time for lone parents trying to manage those. So much so that, like, we know of cases where, like, one girl in particular, she sends her child away every summer to her parents, like 300 kilometres away, and she just goes and visits her every second weekend. And it's heartbreaking for people having to do that because of the lack of childcare.
Yeah, God, that must be really difficult for someone to do in the summer. In terms of, the David Coleman argument, Louise, about letting the kids get bored. Are you good like Steve? Are you good to let them do their own thing? Or are you a little like me and you're kind of hovering over them when you're there?
I possibly would be like you if I had the time, but I don't. So I have a very laissez-faire, free-range chicken child, you know.
Yeah, that's a great expression.
Yeah, but that's what it is. And it's funny when Steve was talking there about the stick. I remember my daughter came in one day and she said, oh, I tried one of, and I won't name the poor child in case she's listening, but I tried one of her aunts. And I said, what do you mean you tried one of her aunts? And there was a little girl in the estate, about 7, and she used to get a stick and she used to push it, put it in a certain bush, and it would come out with about 6 or 7 ants, and she'd lick the stick and eat the ants.
That's a bit of protein. It's a bit of protein for her.
She loved the feeling of them crawling down her throat. Now, I did actually go down to the mother and knock at the door and say, I don't know if you know, but your daughter's doing this. Just thought I'd tell you. Like, so I'm laissez-faire and I'm kind of free-range chicken, but with a little bit of hovering and making sure they're not eating ants when my back is turned.
And Steve, like beyond summer camps and when it comes to activities, something else strikes me that's different between this generation of children and us, the three of us maybe when we were children, is how seriously activities and how structured they become early on. You know, we're doing... And look, I'm involved in it. I'm one of the coaches for under 5 camogie. But, you know, camogie starts at under 5, not like at under 14 when I was a kid.
That's true. But I think I'm always blown away. My youngest is on the soccer team. The commitment that amateur coaches like yourself are willing to put in, you know, with kids for very little thanks. Or a lot of time you're going to get grief. I mean, the amount of time some manager just gets grief from the parents over whatever, you didn't pick Johnny for the to be first or what have you.
Yeah, but is it too much though, Steve? Because you know, I know parents, and we don't fall into this category yet. But I know parents, and they're going from one training session to the next to the other after school activity. It's just a treadmill for the week.
Yeah, if you have 2 or 3 kids, like the amount of times I've had, say, other dads or mums come up to me on the sideline, say, if my lads are training, and they've gone, look, can you wait around at the end to make sure that James, because I have to go and collect Mary from Camogie and I've got to be back on time, but I'm afraid it might be a couple of minutes. And they're doing that 4 or 5 nights of the week, and then matches on the weekend. So the stress of that is insane. But the thing, when I kind of had a rule with my two, which was sports are sports and they're games and they're all great and I'm a big fan of them and it's great for health and fitness and whatever. But I picked like taekwondo and swimming. They're life skills. They're things that, you know, will protect you probably for the rest of your life. So I had with both boys, like with swimming, it was something they just had to do so that they make sure that they know how to swim, because I was self-taught in my 30s. But the taekwondo thing, I brought them up to a Grace, the elite taekwondo school. They were brilliant. Brought them up and I said, you can try a couple of lessons. If you like it, if you're committing to this, then you're committing to it and you're going to stick with it until you're 18 or until you get your black belt. And my eldest got his black belt at 15 and then quit, but was very, I mean, he's learned how to fight and it was perfect. And my youngest will get it fairly soon. But other than that, I mean, sports are sports. Enjoy them, but you can't spend your whole life ferrying your kids from one point. Also, when will they really focus on something and actually get good at it?
Yeah. I'd love to hear people's experiences at home, parents' experiences of this, and whether we do hover around them a little too much and we don't give them opportunities. I suppose to just be kids, that's what we're talking about here, to go out and use their imagination and create their own world to play in instead of creating some structure, organised fun, which we're a little more fixated on. Louise Bayliss, spokesperson for Spark, and Steve Cummins, co-founder of ZoomParty.ie, comedian and stay-at-home dad. Thank you both very much. The number, if you do want to get in touch, I should say, is 53100.